It's May 3rd, 2009, and welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is George Shillington, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University, a university of the Church for the world. Please join me in prayer. We thank you, God, for this amazing day, for the true dream of a cloud-filled sky, for the cool embrace of a comforting breeze, for everything that is natural, which is infinite, which is alive, which is a part of your dynamic creation. For all that we are, this is our prayer. Amen. That was Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Our theme is The Spiritual Family. The scripture text is taken from Ephesians chapter 1, and our speaker is Pastor Karen Schellenberg of Portage La Prairie Mennonite Church and a CMU student.
I remember the day not long ago, well, actually longer than I like to think, when our daughter was young and bounced into the house after school, obviously with some very big news to tell. Before I could even say hello and ask her about her day, she started in with her news. The teacher said, "We're going on a field trip next week. You have to sign the paper. We're going to Winnipeg. I need a lunch in a bag. I'm going to sit with Kelsey. We're going on a boat ride in the river. She said we could bring a water bottle. I think I need $15. We're going to take one of those big buses." And just before she turned blue, she stopped talking long enough to take a breath. Sometimes when we're really excited about something, even us adults ignore all the rules of proper sentence structure, and we ignore the use of using commas and periods. In our excitement, our sentences run right into each other. For those of us who are listening, these long sentences can be difficult to understand, but what the listener does get is the excitement the speaker is feeling. After the first two introductory verses in Ephesians, we encounter a prime example of a writer who was so excited about something that his sentence just got longer and longer as he attempted to relay his message to his readers. In the original Greek text, verses 3 to 14 of chapter 1 is one huge run-on sentence of blessing. Not a blessing for the reader, but a blessing for God. In my NRSV Bible, these 13 verses are broken into 6 sentences, making it a lot easier to read and understand. But in the day when the letter would have been read out loud to the congregation that was gathered to worship, I can just imagine the reader standing up there reading on, and by the time he got to the end, he would have been out of breath. So what was it? What was so exciting that the writer forgot all his literary manners? Well, it was all about God and the marvelous mystery that God was revealing to Paul and the others. Through Christ, God is gathering all things together, things in heaven and things on earth. God's salvation is extended to all of creation and all of humanity, both Jew and Gentile. This newly revealed mystery, or secret, as it was later called, is the major theme of Ephesians. I think for us in 2009, it's sometimes difficult to imagine what amazing news this would have been. I wonder if we can really fully appreciate what a huge revelation this was. It was a whole new way of understanding God. It was a whole new way of comprehending what Jesus' life and death and resurrection was all about. It was a marvelous new insight into the nature of God and the plan of God. The Gentiles, who thought they were excluded from God's family, now learned that they had been adopted into the family and were entitled to a full inheritance. No wonder the writer of the Ephesians was so excited. Many of us will drive or walk to attend a church service this morning. We will be invited to join with others in worshiping God. It is my prayer that your praise and blessing of God, our praise and blessing of God this day, will leave us breathless. Praise and bless God for gathering all things and all people together. Bless God for revealing this marvelous mystery to Paul and to the church and to us. So go ahead, go on and on and on about the goodness and wonder and majesty and power and love and wisdom of God. And may your sentence of praise never end. Amen.
That was Be Thou My Vision, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. CMU's out-of-town program of discipleship learning is now well known in Canada and beyond. At the heart of the educational model is cross-cultural experience. Students travel in community, first in Canada, and then to another country, and learn by observing and doing. This year's graduating class of 94 students in April can testify to the benefits of such an experience to their life of faith. With me here today is Paul Craker, Director of the Out-of-Town Program at CMU. Welcome, Paul.
Well, good morning. Good to meet you.
Yes. Paul, what are some of the main objectives of the Out-of-Town Program in CMU?
Well, the Out-of-Town Program centers on discipleship. Each group of people is essentially a discipleship school, and in that process, we want every individual to come to terms with a number of issues, things like knowing God, knowing themselves, knowing the world.
Very good. Objectives are so important, I think. And what are some of the aspects of the program that are set up to achieve those objectives?
pretty much the whole program is centered on those issues, but there are some remarkable aspects to it. One of the most important dimensions that I'd like to mention here is that we have a leadership team, site leaders, who travel with the students. Those leaders are often only 4 or 5 years older than the students themselves, but they have got extraordinary gifts and abilities and have a real passion for following Jesus. And so it becomes their life and their relationship, mentoring and discipling each one of our students, that becomes part of this discipleship process.
Mm-hmm, very good. And we will be interviewing them later on in other programs.
Yes.
Now, how does the out-of-town discipleship program fit in with the mission of CMU?
Well, CMU wants to be an innovative Christian university, and it is doing so in remarkable ways. A significant dimension to that has to do with experiential learning and international cross-cultural learning. Our program has created just a superb venue for students to consider this kind of aspect of their education early on in their program, and then when they come to CMU, begin to answer some of the questions that seem to have arisen from the cross-cultural learning, and then frequently can continue by doing an international practicum at the end of their degree at CMU as well.
Very good indeed. Now, are you receiving applications at this time for next year's program already in Guatemala and South Africa?
Yes, we are, and we'd be excited to have a number of new applications. Things have gone very well. Our South Africa program is filling up. There is still room in our Guatemala program, so applications are welcome at any time.
Okay.
For leaders or for students.
Okay. How many students can the program accommodate in the two venues, South Africa and Guatemala?
Well, every time we get about 30 students, I can hire 4 leaders and we can create another discipleship school. So it is expandable. Mm-hmm. We are anticipating programs in both Guatemala and South Africa next year. And as we begin to vision toward the future, we are thinking about a third location and site.
Oh, very good. Look forward to that. Paul Craker, Director of CMU's Out-of-Town Program, thank you very much for being with us. Blessings on you and your work, Paul.
Thank you, George.
Okay. Here are some upcoming events at CMU in which you may be interested. Tonight is worship at CMU for young adults at 7:30 in the Great Hall. May 4th to the 8th is the School of Writing at CMU, with many incredible instructors who will bring their experience and commitment to students of all experience levels. May 15th is Going Barefoot Conference for church communicators with keynote speaker Mike Tennant of the Age of Persuasion. And on June 16th is the President's Golf Tournament at Kingswood Golf and Country Club in La Salle, Manitoba. For more information, contact Len Zawatsky. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin and our website at cmu.ca. You can also call us toll-free at 1-877-231-4570. In Winnipeg, call 487-3300. Or you may listen anytime to the program on the CMU website at cmu.ca and follow the links. That's our program. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education at CMU. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, R3P 2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.